were dead.
But why didn't you try to contact me?
Because I was foolish enough to care about you once.
After seeing her, I think maybe I still care for her.
I knew a monk Africa.
And for that, we'll all spend 30 yarons on the prison barge.
A fleet is held together by force.
T and Charka are the most efficient slave drivers in the entire fleet.
Bridge! I'm working on Angle Lodge Base!
I will not have mutineers aboard my ship.
Aurora.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
Fleet continues to rise, due in part to the increasing number of habitable planets we're encountering and the reintroduction of some of the amenities our people enjoyed before the destruction of the colonies. Once again, although on a limited scale, we're able to partake of music and the theater, and when the occasion warrants, even indulge ourselves in ceremony.
Star, I've got 15 centons to make that award ceremony. If it ties, get us alive.
Yeah.
The last time we showed up late, we flew deep space probes for 2 sectons.
We are assembled here today to honor a man of accomplishment. A man who rose from the ranks and became commander of the Battlestar Rikon and the 4th Colonial Fleet. Although gravely wounded at the Battle of Kosmaro Archipelago, he nevertheless rallied his troops and mounted a counterattack.
Oh, my God.
Destroying 3 of the attacking base ships.
It's Aurora.
Commander Cronus was retired only a short time when the Cylon
battery
drove us from the...
I'm telling you, it's Aurora.
But he volunteered his services and agreed to accept command of the Celestra.
I thought you was dead.
Our entire fleet to remain operational. The Council of Twelve has therefore voted unanimously to award Commander Gross the Distinguished Service Medallion and appoint him Executive Commander of all three industry ships. Commander Cronus, would you please step forward?
Excuse me.
May I help you?
I need some navigational data.
For what ship?
The Celestra. It's for Commander Cronus.
Your name? Your name, please?
Aurora. I'm Commander Cronus's pilot.
All right. For what sector did you want your information?
The Beta Sector.
Beta Sector.
And very well deserved.
Sir, if I may?
I guess I misunderstood you, Colonel.
Sir?
I thought you said you were doing the bridge shortly.
Yes, sir, I mean, I am due on the bridge. In fact, that's where I'm going right now, sir. If you'll excuse me. Sir.
I think he was about to propose a toast, Connor.
Dammer, I always believed the first rule of command is to enforce all regulations. And the second rule
is to make sure that there's no exception to the first rule. Now, you burnt that into my brain when I was your aide.
Excuse me, sir. Your pilot is here. The shuttle is ready whenever you are.
Very well, Shaka. We'll leave shortly.
I thought Ty was about to blast out of his boots.
Breaking formation isn't exactly part of the military code, Boomer.
Well, if you two hadn't stopped me, I could have caught her. There she is.
Hey.
Aurora!
It's been a long time, Starbuck.
Yeah, I see. I thought you were dead. Where have you been all this time?
On the Celestra, learning to fly. I've just been made shuttle pilot for Commander Cronus.
The Celestra? But I've been there for maintenance.
I know.
You knew? For Sagan's sake, Aurora, why didn't you try to contact me?
I used to wonder the same thing about you.
Aurora, I didn't even know that you were still alive.
I'm in the personnel computer. Anyone could have found me. If they cared enough to check.
I cared, Aurora. More than you'll ever know.
But not enough to find out if I were alive?
Starbuck! Starbuck, I got them. The last two seats to tonight's Spheroid concert.
Great. Cassiopeia, this is Aurora. She's an old friend.
Hi. I'm sorry if I interrupted anything, but I just got so excited about these tickets. You must know how hard these are to get.
I'm afraid we don't have concerts on the Celestra. Or elegant military receptions, for that matter. Commander's leaving. I have to go.
I'll walk you to the launch bay.
I wouldn't think of taking you away from the party. Nice bumping into you, Starbuck.
Oh, Aurora, would you... Excuse me, Cassie. Aurora!
Did you interrupt something?
Yeah, I guess I did.
We'll be landing in 5 centons, sir. Shall I signal the commander's compartment?
Those were his orders.
I heard you. I was watching the time.
I'm looking forward to your telling the crew, sir, that you've been promoted. That you'll have your own fleet again.
The Pod ship, the textile ship, and the Celestra. When I commanded the Rikon and 600 fighting ships, that's when I commanded a fleet.
I was thinking in terms of our present situation, sir.
This collection of moving derelicts isn't a fleet. It's a convoy. A convoy held together by mutual dependence. A fleet is held together by force, discipline. A fleet doesn't just move, it performs. Although I often wonder if Adama realizes that.
Well, thanks to you. At least the Celestra performs.
We can do better.
And I assure you, I will.
Chaka, I'm retaining command of the Celestra.
With all due respect, sir, what about the other two ships?
All their captains need a little shaping up, but no serious problem. Chaka, you are not ready yet for command. There's more to running a fighting ship than running a civilian workforce.
Celestra Commander Shuttle, your heading is 29 of 5. Your cross vector is 3-1. You're cleared to land in the shuttle bay.
Don't be impatient, Chaka. You will one day have your own command.
Yes, sir.
Regulations specifically state that the squadron commander has to approve it first. Then you notify the senior officer on the bridge. You know that.
And you know that Apollo would approve it. Sir, I just don't want to have to look for him.
You won't have to.
Starbuck. I just came from the launch bay. How come they're preparing your Viper?
He wants to go to Celestra for an electronics maintenance scan.
See, my long-range scan's been acting kind of funny, isn't
it? Starbuck, it's me, Apollo. If you wanted to go see Aurora, why didn't you just ask me?
I guess I thought you'd try and stop me.
Look, you want to go, go. I just want to know why.
I have to straighten something out.
Why don't you just leave it alone, Starbuck?
Because after seeing her, I think maybe I still care for her.
You know what I think? I think maybe you and Cassiopeia are getting so close it's got you scared to death. I think maybe you're not running to Aurora, you're running away from Cassiopeia.
Look, buddy, Aurora already kicked me pretty good in the teeth today.
And what makes you think she won't do it again?
Oh, Apollo, I gotta try. Now listen, she's not mad at you. Maybe you could get her to listen to me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Starbuck. You're not getting me involved in this.
Apollo, look, I can't just leave it like this.
Colonel, we're both going to the Celestra for a maintenance scan.
What's wrong with your Viper?
Same as Starbucks.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's hope it works out.
Oh, it will. It will. Aurora's a very gentle and forgiving person.
Did you get them?
Yes. Course, heading, and coordinates. I said they were for Cronus. I was so scared.
Don't worry. It'll all be over soon.
Can you make it malfunction?
Just another few microns.
But what if the fleet stops to wait for us?
Not a chance with a repair this simple.
Now look, this is the last chance for anyone to change his mind. Once we head for the shuttle, we're committed. Very well. Let's go.
Boomer and I were on patrol. But if you and Starbuck really want it, you're perfectly welcome to it.
Well, thank you very much, Sheba, but we're on our way to the Celestra.
Not with my concert ducats, you're not.
Oh, hi, Cass. About the concert tonight, my long-range scan's acting kind of...
Colonel Ty told me. The ducats, Starbuck.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Sure. Yes. Both of them?
I'm not going alone.
But I thought Sheba was going on patrol.
Who said anything about Sheba?
Vipers 4 and 6 cleared for the Celestra. Launch when ready.
Acknowledged. Well, what's it gonna be, Starbuck? Are we going or not?
Cassiopeia, are you just going to let him go off like that without saying anything?
I can't stop him, Sheba.
But you know he's going over there to see Aurora. You haven't even said anything to him. Don't you care?
I didn't say that. I just said I can't stop him.
We've lost thrusters, and number 4 turbine has blown a laser sequence.
Get an electric tech team on it and get me to Galactica.
Yes, sir.
Commander? Commander Cronus from the Celestra.
Put him on scan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Commander.
Dimer? We've temporarily lost our thrusters. Nothing serious.
What is your estimated time for repairs?
2 centaurs. Probably less with my people.
Well, you'll be out of communications range within 20 centons. We'll stop and wait for you.
Adama, you know what happens if you try to stop a fleet this size. There'll be ships scattered all over.
I don't like the idea of you being out there alone.
I think I've had enough experience to handle it.
Commander...
1 micron, Commander, please.
Apollo and Starbuck are on their way there for maintenance.
I've just been advised that 2 Vipers are on their way to you right now for routine maintenance. They'll be at your disposal.
We'll be back so quickly, you won't even know we've gone. I liked our relationship better when he was my aide.
Starbuck, you haven't said a word since we left the Galactica.
I've been doing a lot of thinking.
About Cassiopeia or Aurora?
Yeah. I wonder who she's going to the concert with.
I don't believe it. You're worried about who Cassiopeia's with, but you broke a date with her to be with Aurora.
Yeah, but that's different. Hey, something's wrong with my scanner. It shows the Celestra stopped.
There's nothing wrong with it. Mine shows the same thing. Celestra Bridge, this is Captain Apollo. What is your situation?
Minor malfunction. Our flight operations are normal. You are cleared to land.
Follow my orders and nobody gets hurt. Now move.
Hold it!
6 armed workers in the launch bay, sir.
Order the landing bay crew in the launch bay to cut them off.
Yes, sir.
Follow me, Chaka.
This is the bridge. Fight in the launch bay. Deploy your crews.
Theodopolis, come on! Trouble in the shell bay!
We're going to have to work our way to the shuttle.
Get over on the other side if we're going to cut them off.
It's impossible. The crossfire.
Nothing is impossible.
Damon. Don't worry. We'll make it.
Cassiopeia went with Bojay. He's on deep probe.
Where is everybody?
She wouldn't be with Greenbean, would she?
Starbuck, would you stop worrying about that and try to look your best?
Look my best? Even at my worst, Aurora always thought I looked pretty good.
She's obviously blind. I'm talking about Commander Cronus. Would you fasten up your jacket?
Yeah. Go around.
That sounds like,
It is.
That we might have to kill someone.
Chaka or Cronus, yes, even their officers.
But not a colonial warrior?
Not him. I knew him on Caprica.
And for that, we'll all spend 30 yarons on the prison barge.
It was close, buddy.
I froze. I couldn't believe that it was Aurora.
You know her, Lieutenant?
I thought I did.
Captain, I want you to take the lieutenant and use my shuttle to transfer the prisoners to the Galactica for charges.
Excuse me, sir, but wouldn't it make more sense to hold them here until we catch up with the fleet?
Discipline is only effective when immediate, Captain. I will not have mutineers aboard my ship once sent on longer than necessary.
Yes, but formal charges for mutiny have to be filed by the senior officer of the ship.
I know that, Lieutenant. That's why I'm going with you.
Aurora, why?
You know why. It's the only thing to do.
But
hey, how'd everything go on patrol?
Same as usual, Cassie. Boring.
Did you and Starbuck get everything straightened out? He's not back yet.
We just got a transmission from the Celestra saying they'd stop for repairs. I wonder why he and Apollo didn't just turn around and come back. I think I better wander on over to the office. It's clever.
See ya.
Dad, probably just got stranded there.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have let him go over there in the first place.
Shiva, that wouldn't have accomplished anything.
You don't know that.
A relationship based on possession isn't for me. I don't want to own Starbuck or anyone else for that matter. If what he and I have together is worth anything at all, we're gonna survive all this.
And if it doesn't?
Hey, Boomer had a good idea. Let's go to the officers' club.
Listen to me. You're the only reason I came over here.
I couldn't care less.
I think you do. You could have killed me and you didn't.
Only because I was foolish enough to care about you once.
And I cared about you. The night the Cylons raided Kavaga, I tried to find you. But your house had taken a direct hit. There was nothing left of it. I was positive you were dead. That's why I never looked for you. You gotta believe me.
I do. But it wouldn't have changed anything.
Keep your eye on them, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
What's their heading?
Coming up now. I'm correlating it with their weighted load factor and fuel consumption.
You always seem to be right on top of things, Hermes. You'll make a fine exec.
Thank you, sir. Commander Cronus, sir. What if he should find out what's going on?
Forget about Cronus. By the time he finds out, if he finds out, he'll be too far away to do anything about it.
You ready back there, Starbuck?
All set.
Celestial Control, this is the Commander Shuttle of the Galactica requesting navigation and launch instructions.
Your heading is Niner 58.1. Cross vector 372. Docking time is 2.4 centaurs. You're cleared to launch when ready.
Acknowledged.
They're following our vectors.
Right into oblivion. And once they're far enough away, we go dark. Disappear from their scanner.
Cronus will reverse course and come back.
Naturally, but he'll never find us. And his fuel will run out long before he can ever get in communication range with the fleet.
Congratulations, Commander.
Not quite yet, but soon. In the meantime, shut down operations. Order all workers to their quarters. We don't want any more internal problems now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, have all the lasers removed from the armament cabinets. Bring them to the bridge.
Consider it done, sir.
Leave me alone. You've already caused me enough trouble.
Aurora, I'm sorry for the mess you're in, but you can't blame me for that. You got yourself into it.
I had no choice.
Everybody has a choice.
Not the common people. Not on this fleet. You know what kind of life we have.
It's not like back on Caprica, but it's rough on everybody. That's easy for a warrior to say. It's easy for anybody to say because it's true.
Don't insult our intelligence. Your kind has already degraded us.
Degraded? How?
Forcing us to work 16 centaurs a shift.
With our rations cut if we fail to fill a work quota.
Never being allowed to leave our ship. Unless, of course, we're part of the ruling military class or serve them as Aurora did.
Wait a centaur. You're trying to tell me those are the conditions on the Celestra? Then why doesn't anybody know about it?
Know about it? They gave Cronus a medal and a promotion for it.
Because he and Charka are the most efficient slave drivers in the entire fleet.
What's wrong?
I just heard something I don't want to believe, but somehow it's hard not to.
We'll spit it out.
I'm not sure the commander here will like it.
I didn't hear Captain Apollo ask whether I'd like it or not. But I distinctly heard him to tell you to spin it out. And that sounded like a direct order, Lieutenant.
All right.
Rather than your loyalty being taken for granted, as it was under Cronus, under my command, I assure you that it will be rewarded handsomely. My first act, when I am appointed official captain of the Celestra, will be to see to it that each of you is advanced one grade. Naturally, an increase of payment will follow your promotion. But more importantly, each of you will find that your new rank brings you something that is far more valuable than cubits. Respect.
Executive officer.
The Turbodyne is ready to go.
Acknowledged. Captain, the repairs are completed.
How far away is the shuttle?
Not far enough yet, sir.
Then we wait.
I'm not accusing you of anything, Commander. I'm just telling you what they said.
And you believe them?
I don't know.
And did you believe them when they implied the whole fleet was slave ships?
No. But they did.
Well, in that case, perhaps you can tell me where they planned to go when they took the shuttle. To another slave ship?
There's a point, Starbuck.
Maybe. Where were you going to go?
Tell him nothing.
It doesn't matter now. To the 21st planet in this system.
Why?
Because according to the navigational tapes, it was the most habitable. Good climate, plenty of food, and a good landing field.
And what did you intend to do when you got there?
Please, Aurora.
Live! Something we weren't allowed to do on your ship.
Perhaps, by your standards. I can understand why some people cannot appreciate a military approach. But under our present conditions, we must all make certain adjustments in order to survive.
I have been in the Colonial Service, Commander. And life aboard the Celestra bears little resemblance to a military approach. Not when an animal like Charka can double-shift entire families at a time.
Well, I know Charka is a taskmaster. But I cannot believe he is inhumane.
Believe, Commander.
Things aren't like that on the rest of the fleet. I give you my word.
That's it. They'll never reach the fleet now, sir.
Lock in on our course, Hermes.
Already done.
Turbodyne. Shut down the navigational beacons, scanners, and running lights. All the electronic equipment that the shuttle could possibly home in on. Fire thrusters.
Something's wrong. Should have picked the fleet up on our scanner 2 centons ago.
Nothing.
Check the Celestra's position.
She's gone.
Must be malfunctioning.
No, the scanner checks out.
It's impossible. Unless she went dark.
That's against fleet regulations. The entire crew knows that. Especially Charka.
But if Aurora was telling the truth,
he's trying to kill us. Our heading must be out to deep spaces, away from the fleet.
Charka will spend the rest of his life in the prison barge if he survives by getting my hands on him.
I don't think he's too worried about that, Commander. When they went dark, we lost our last reference to the fleet.
They are 5-1. He's underway right now to rejoin them.
Wherever that is.
Galactica, Celestra Shuttle, do you read?
It's a
no use. They're way beyond our transmitting range. With the few we have left, they're going to stay that way. With a lot of luck, we just might make it back to the Celestra.
Exactly what I was thinking, Captain. Lock in on our ion trail. Come up for exhaust.
Commander, your suggestion would work if we had the available fuel, which we don't.
The fleet must be in the opposite direction. Why don't we just reverse course and try to catch up with the Celestra?
Charka wouldn't have sent us exactly 180 degrees in the wrong direction because he knows we could reverse course. Charka may be a lot of things, but dumb isn't one of them.
We're going to have to make an educated guess. Plot a point somewhere where we just might intercept the Celestra at an angle. It's our only hope.
Then assuming they're moving at top speed...
Factor four.
Assuming they're moving at factor four, the computer should tell us where to find them.
But it won't. Or rather, it can't. This is a civilian shuttle. The computer has no tracking capabilities.
I told the council to equip these shuttles properly.
I think we could fix this one up, don't you?
If we weren't in shackles.
And if we could count on a fair hearing once we reach the fleet.
You have my word.
Oh, and we're supposed to accept that.
Do you have a choice?
All right.
Release them.
It's a good thing you people are from the electronic ship.
One thing going for us, since the Celestia went dark, they won't know we're coming.
We have the fuel to get there. And if we can find her, nobody says she has to run at top speed.
How long till we reach the fleet?
Just over a centaur, sir. But we'll be in communications range in 81 centons.
Then we'll reactivate the electro-identification system in 80 centons, and not before.
Yes, sir.
And not after, Hermes. We wouldn't want Commander Adama to get suspicious.
Commander, we can arm ourselves with lasers from the landing bay.
We have to get there first.
Those coordinates we got from the computer didn't come with any guarantee.
The Starbuck I used to know was an optimist.
Yeah, only when the odds were in my favor.
Damon. Damon, what is it?
Does it matter?
You matter. You matter a great deal to me.
But I'm not the only one.
Damon, I don't love Starbuck.
You could have fooled me.
Why? Because I loved him once. Because it was pleasant and I still remember it. Damon, those aren't signs of love. Those are memories. And that's all. I love you.
Lasers are here, sir.
They all there?
Yes, sir.
Put them over there.
Yes, sir.
Mind if we talk?
I'm not in love with Aurora anymore. Spare me the speech about memories. I just heard it.
Look, Aurora has you now. Besides, I have someone else, too. And believe me, she's just about all I can handle.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it?
So are you. I don't want Aurora to lose someone she loves because of me. That's why I want you to know exactly where I stand. I'll always feel something special for her because of what we once had. But it's nothing that threatens you or anyone else.
All right. Now I know where you stand. Are you through now?
Yeah, except for one thing. You drive her away from you, and you're even a bigger fool than you already appear to be.
Thank you.
There's the Celestra.
We got it!
Yeah!
Boy, they shut everything down.
Including the landing bay.
We're going in anyway. We don't have a choice.
If our fuel holds out.
You have to be crazy to attempt a landing in the dark.
Everybody buckle in.
Fuel level 25. 20. 15. 10. 5.
Fuel thrusters. Need the rest of the fuel for deceleration. Everybody hang on. Decelerate. Decelerating. Let's go.
And the welcoming committee.
So far, so good.
The lasers are gone.
The Chark isn't taking any chances. Where would he take them?
The safest place, the bridge.
Well, great. So we just walk in there and get them with only two lasers?
Unless you have a better idea.
Let's go.
I think we can take them. We need their lasers.
They might help us. I can't believe every member of the crew is in on Chaka's plan.
We don't need prisoners to complicate things, and we don't have time to figure out who's on whose side.
Science Commander, one shout from them, and it'll be all over for the rest of us.
Get the lasers on the bridge. Let's go. You stay here and guard these men.
Ready?
Thank you.
Captain, did we do it?
You did it, Commander.
And only a short while after we gathered to honor Commander Cronus in duty, so must we now gather again to honor him in death. Let us remember him not only as a warrior who died heroically in conflict, but as a man who lived in pursuit of excellence. Now, we return this warrior to the cradle of space.
What's going to happen to Aurora and the others?
The tribunal found them guilty, but decided there were extenuating circumstances, so they got probation.
Chark and his men are being sent to the prison barge. As a matter of fact, Sheba and I have the privilege of shelling them over there, so we'll see you two later.
Starbuck, I'm really happy about Aurora and the others.
Yeah, me too. Cassie, about Aurora.
Oh, Starbuck, you don't have to explain. We've never had a definite commitment between us anyway.
Yeah, that's it. See, I don't know if I ever can be committed.
Starbuck, it's okay. I understand.
Okay. See, I just want you to know I'm not in love with her.
Listen, I got 2 ducats to tonight's concert.
But I thought...
I traded those in for tonight.
Yeah.
I kind of figured you'd be back.
What'd I ever do to deserve you?
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.